Cubans Omar Almeida and Lenis Martinez will look this Thursday for their fourth win, respectively, in the La Vega International Open Chess Tournament taking place in La Vega, Dominican Republic. After the first three rounds of the competition, only 9 players of the 95 participants have won all the matches, although the tie-breaking system positions Colombians Miguel Ángel Garavito and Sergio Barrientos in the first and second positions, respectively. Omar Almeida sees third, after defeating also Colombian Gustavo Eduardo Núñez in the competition's third round, while Martinez defeated the local José Araújo, according to the website www.chessresults.com. Norwegians Erlend Mikkelsen and Sebastian Mihailov, and locals Christopher Guzman, Francis Fernandez, and Darby Crispin are the rest of the unbeaten players. The other competing Cuban lost in the third round to Dominican Crispin and sits now in the 14th position of the leaderboard. This Thursday, Almeida will face Mihailov, Lenis Martinez will face Francis Fernandez, and Garavito will face Barrientos. The Santi Spiritus Roosters are sitting at the top of the leaderboard of the Cuban National Baseball Series with 7 wins and 2 losses. And the team is specially motivated since two of their players may be achieving career milestones in their next series. The Roosters will face the Isla de la Juventud Pirates in a 3-game series that starts this Thursday and in which Frederick Cepeda might join the 300 home run club as he only needs one round tripper to do so. The other team veteran, Junior Mendoza, is 5 hits away from the 2,000 mark, and if he has a good series at the plate, he might be one of the few who have reached set mark in the Cuban Baseball Championship on its current format. The Roosters are having their best season beginning in the last few years after the arrival of their new manager, José Raúl Delgado, and apart from being the best-ranked team in the league, they show a hot streak of 3 wins in a row. The Camagüey Bulls have also won 3 consecutive games, and now they sit second in the league, only half a game behind Santi Spiritus with 6 wins and 2 losses. The Bulls expect their great offensive performance to continue as they visit the 2-time national champions, Granma Soros. Camagüey is one of the best offensive teams in the league, showing off a team average above the 300 line, led by Loidel Chapelli, 440 of average, and veteran infielder Alexander Ayala, who's batting 409. And their offense might get even stronger in the next series as former Tampa Bay Rays player Leslie Anderson has rejoined their roster. To continue talking about the National Baseball Series, the Cienfuegos Elephants are having a good start, winning 6 out of 9 games, and they will visit the Matanzas Crocodiles after winning the series against the Industriales Lions 2-1. The Lions will try to take advantage of the Guantanamo Indians, a team that has been having a rough season start since they have won only 1 game so far. The rest of the matchups for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be Villa Clara Azucareros taking on Pinar del Río Vegueros, Las Tunas Lumberjacks will face Holguín Cubs, Santiago de Cuba Wasps will face Ciego de Ávila Tigers, and Mayabeque Tornadoes will face the Artemisa Hunters. Individually, Industriales' Lisbon Correa gets all the standing ovations so far this season. After returning to Cuban baseball, Correa has collected 16 hits in 30 at-bats and shows a 533 average, 2 home runs, 8 RBIs, 667 slugging percentage, and a 662 on-base percentage complete Correa's statistics at the plate. This was Abel Vasquez for the Sports in Radio Havana, Cuba.